This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Now for something completely different.
Smoke medical weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Brian Hoppy and Facet. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
What's happening? This is Hoppy Hour. I'm your host, Ryan Hoppy. You can always contact me, 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Now, if this is your first time hearing my show, my name's Ryan Hoppy, and this is a show where we talk about celebrity news, we talk about dating, and much more. It's a morning radio vibe in a circus, in a podcast. You never know where I may go, and I like to keep it that way. All right. So, I came to the realization, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery, that I am taking a sabbatical from sports. I can't take it. I absolutely, positively love the NBA. Been watching it since the Michael Jordan days. I grew up in Chicago. But my goodness, it's becoming so toxic. I can't do it anymore. So as everybody knows, the Boston Celtics are up 3-0 on the Dallas Mavericks. And I'm praying that the Mavericks somehow come back from 3-0 down, because I don't even really hate the players on the Celtics. I just despise that fan base more than anything. I grew up a fan of Kobe Bryant on the Lakers, so I loved the 2010 NBA Finals when they came back from 3-2 down to beat the Celtics, and it was a bond me and my uncle had. Rest in peace, Uncle Kenny, who died 3 months ago. He moved to L.A. in 1979. So it was one of those things where he saw Magic Johnson play and Kobe Bryant and Shaq. So we had a bond of hating the Celtics. And I'm just so disappointed in where sports is at right now. And let me explain. It's not even that because the Boston Celtics are up 3-0 that I'm not going to watch the next few games. But here's my deal. The sports media, including Fox Sports 1 and ESPN, I totally get that we're in a clickbait era. I totally get that there is competition everywhere, so you must get clicks. But Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless back in the day with the show First Take have really created that whole culture of everything must be yelling, 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 yelling. I say a lot, but I don't say a lot. I'm very bombastic.
And then you have Kendrick Perkins, who is crying on TV, essentially, about LeBron James unfollowing him.
It's just gotten absolutely, positively ridiculous. And then you have Stephen A. Smith walking into the game like he's one of the players. And it's just, I'm taking a sabbatical from sports. I will rewatch on September 5th when the NFL comes back. But for the next 3 months, I am not going to watch anything. I just can't take the wishy-washiness of these debate shows. First, everybody hated on Kyrie Irving when he was with the Nets and he was walking on the logo of the Celtics when they beat them in the playoffs. And then they were hating on him for promoting that anti-Semitic movie, being a flat earther and not getting vaccinated and not being nice to people and saging all the locker rooms he played in. And then he joins the Mavericks, and then they missed the playoffs last year. And then this year they make it to the finals, and then everybody's like, oh, Luka's not that good or whatever. And then all of a sudden, they go to the finals, and then everyone's kissing Irving's ass, and then now everyone's dipping out on Irving. And it's like, stay with what you believe. These debaters on TV, they are master debaters. I get it. These people on TV, they love to be correct, and they're never correct, but they never admit, hey, I was wrong. So they just kind of want you to forget that they said something incorrect the day before. For example, you have Shaq going, oh, Nikola Jokic should not be the MVP because I wasn't MVP enough, essentially. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of projecting. And then you have Draymond Green. All of a sudden, he's like the big mouth. And everything that involves him is how he breaks down sports. It's just becoming so personal with all these players projecting how they feel about other people and not taking that away and actually giving analysis. And then they barely talk about the games that happened. I get that LeBron James is one of the most famous human beings of all time, but my goodness, that is all ESPN talks about. It's ridiculous. LeBron James was affiliated with Diddy. We don't know if he's not a creep or not. I just feel sad because growing up, I loved SportsCenter. I loved watching Jim Rome. I loved watching Sports Nation. Pardon my interruption, PTI, pardon the interruption. I loved all those shows. And now I'm like, it's making me hate sports because that's all it's become. It used to be level-headed discussions. Even a little bit before my time, you had the sports reporters on TV in the 90s. There was a show. You had people having literally logical, intelligent discussions on sports. Now it's all yelling and clickbait. And I think I wouldn't mind Stephen A. Smith as much if he would admit when he's wrong. But he's such a narcissist and such a clown that all he does is yell. And it's annoying because it works. I think that's what I hate most about sports is that it works. We're talking about him right now. And that's what he wants. And then heaven forbid, Pat McAfee brings something different to the table. And then everybody hates on him. I'm just sad. I'm sad that the Celtics are going to probably win this championship. I don't like baseball ever since the Cubs won in 2016. I haven't ever had to watch again. I haven't watched the full baseball game. I don't know. It's going to give me time to watch TV shows that I need to catch up on, like Power, Book 3, and all these things, all these subscriptions I have. Because the last 7 months, I've been watching the NBA, and I've been all invested in the playoffs. And now it kind of feels like I'm getting a little bit of a vacation from sports. And then you have everybody ripping into Luka Doncic for complaining about the refs, and it's like, he's always done that. He was just winning before. Now that he's losing, it's a problem. Oh, it's so hypocritical. And then the other thing that's hypocritical is conservative radio. If you listen to conservative radio, they talk about all the bad things that Hunter Biden did, and they rip into Biden all the time. But Trump can do no wrong. There's two entertainments and two mediums that are so hypocritical: conservative talk and conservative TV and sports. And those are literally the two most popular genres in America. Nauseating. I just can't take it. And that is my venting session. I did sports radio 2 years ago, and I wasn't the best at it. And I have appreciation for people who are able to find things to talk about, because it's not easy, especially during the summer when there's just baseball going on. Like, they're probably just going to talk about LeBron James every day on ESPN, and I will not be watching it. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. All right. If you're listening on the radio, I appreciate it. Don't touch that radio dial, but if you're listening on a smart device after searching up HOPPE Radio, you can always listen to Hoppy Hour. It's very easy. We will be right back. Thanks for letting me vent.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
All righty. So on this show, if you don't feel like listening to the song I'm about to play, you can skip forward 4 minutes and 32 seconds. But I choose unlicensed songs that aren't on Spotify so I don't get a copyright strike. I play rap songs that I used to record on the radio back when there was this thing called the B96 After Party in Chicago. And I have all the tapes, and they're all on my YouTube, at Ryan Hoppy. What's my YouTube? Ryan Hoppy Radio is my YouTube. That's all my social media. So right now is a song that everybody probably forgot about or maybe even never heard. LL Cool J with 50 Cent, Prodigy, Cool G, and Tony Yayo, Queens. We will be right back on Hoppy Hour. Hang on.
Yo, we ain't playing when you hear us saying it's a Queens thing, man. If you ask us for sip, we claim over hood we from. We say Queens, Queens, Queens.
We're now in tune with the sounds of the best niggas that ever do it and still doing it the best. This is what it sound like over in QU. The projects is haunted houses, real demons and ghouls. You shaking in your shoes, get some Henny, light a Dutch. Smoking back-to-back bogeys, you scared to death, son. Out here is real tough, niggas will line you up. Real sharp like the barber, get your head cut.
I bang bang you boogie, your blood on my hoodie. You outside stunting with your jewelry, oh goody. It's easy, man, believe me, man. When I'm hurting the jokes, that'll ease the pain. I'm the shittiest nigga, I cut the prettiest nigga from his ear to his chin. I don't care, we was friends. Yeah, I did it back then, and I'll do it again. I catch a flashback on your jack and wait a max 10. Man, take that shit off. You know for sure we ain't playing when you hear us saying it's a Queens thing, man. If you ask us for sip, we claim over hood we from. We say Queens, Queens, Queens.
I fly like Usher, I don't make no bands. I ain't a frontin' ass coward, I don't Rick sound scams. I wish Rick and Russell was back, I miss the old Def Jam. Cause them new monkeys act like they don't know who I am. The promotion and marketing wasn't worth a damn. Now they on the balls again, cause 50, my man. It's a Queens thing, Doofy, this is how we do. We rep a hood, Goofy, how about you? This is L talking, not some Patron and trees. Look at the caliber of players that roll with me. Now I'm back on top where I'm supposed to be. And y'all paying the respect, your niggas owe to me. Queens, nigga.
You know for sure we ain't playing when you hear us saying it's a Queens thing, man. If you ask us for sip, we claim over hood we from. We say Queens, Queens, Queens.
Queens, do you know what it is, pop? They walk up on you, force you in the whip. Barrels poked in your ribs, pop. Clear from a six shot, Bills while in the hip hop. Apes with a shaper from C76 block. Queens home of the gulliest goons. Fuzzy the room with 50 caliber gun smoke. Mac one and one toast. Back when I slung dope. Slinger packs, stainless gap. Pack the back of the DMC in the run coat. Play the PE logo, put in front of the gun scope. Queens hear me, boy, boy. Bring it here with these slum folks. Desi with a cartridge in. Ready on your marker spin. Box from the dust, got the hands shaking like Parkinson's. Feel me?
You know for sure we ain't playing when you hear us saying it's a Queens thing, man. If you ask us for sip, we claim over hood we from. We say Queens, Queens, Queens.
My seat lean back, finger on the trigger. Tense on the hoopty, listening to Thriller. Mama said, mama saw, umaku saw. I got 16 shots in my Ruger. I put one in your brain, your medulla. I'm in Southside Queens with my Luger. I turn your dreams into nightmares like Kruger. about. But I'm not from Elm Street, I'm from God, bro.
You know for sure we ain't playing when you hear us saying it's a Queens thing, man. You ask us for sip, we claim over hood we from. We say Queens, Queens, Queens.
This following segment has been brought to you by Mitra 9, the best kava and kratom around. If you go to mitra-9.com, I'm telling you, they got the best kava and kratom in the whole wide world. Mitra-9.com. And at checkout, use keyword hoppy. HOPPE to save 20%.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
Hoppy hour. Hoppy hour.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Let me take a quick sip of this Prime energy drink. That's better.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Okay, what the hell's going on with Diddy?
To someone popping up in Hollywood we have not seen here in a long time and didn't expect to.
Mm-hmm.
Diddy. He is on the West Coast for the first time since the raids.
Yeah, you know he's walking on eggshells, like I could be caught at any time.
That we know of, he has left Miami, and we got video of him out and about, very casual.
Yeah, he's a sociopath. He's a terrible person. He has no emotions.
Talking with... I don't know who this person is, but this is Diddy on Wednesday morning out.
Yeah, you know, if you're seen with Diddy, you're walking on eggshells too, because you don't want to be brought in by the FBI and be like, hello, can we talk to you?
Mm-hmm. In Hollywood.
Yo, Diddy. What's up, bro?
How you doing?
Good, man.
What a piece of garbage. Just how casual. He's like, how you doing?
Happy Wednesday to you, bro. Wednesday. Thank you, man.
Yeah, it's not dissimilar to videos we've gotten of him walking around his neighborhood in Miami. The difference is that he is now,
he's back
on a plane.
If I saw him, I would just say, hey, you suck.
and come back to L.A.
We don't know who he's talking to there, but I got to say, given when you take the temperature right now of the way people feel having seen the Cassie video, it's bold to go out in public.
It's bold to go.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He's a terrible, terrible person with no human emotion. That crying he did when he got caught, he's a bitch.
It makes me feel like it's probably somebody, maybe a staffer, because we...
Yeah, if you're working for Diddy, I suggest you leave very soon.
Saw them walking around for a few blocks in West Hollywood, so... Yeah.
I'm with you, Harvey. I was stunned to see him out. I mean, he is risking potentially getting yelled at, you know, made fun of, also
maybe shot.
All sorts of bad things coming his way. It had to be, I think you're right, Charles, a really controlled environment for him to be willing to do this.
It is really interesting that he would venture out this way. And it's, look, the grand jury is meeting right now. I will be stunned.
Yeah.
If he's not indicted,
they don't find something that they're going to.
That's what's pathetic is he's done everything, but it seems like everyone's covered him up. I think even the LAPD probably know things and they've covered it up. He's so powerful. He's literally a hip hop Epstein.
We don't know what they, we know what they are trying to.
Yeah. And the other thing too, I'm going to clip playing this. I don't want to talk about Diddy. They're just debating things. There's no actual news right now. He has so many songs that I love. Come to Me. I love the song I Need a Girl, part one and part two. He's got all these songs and those show up on my Spotify playlist and I get that little icky, that little gross feeling. Like, the same way when I listen to Ignition Remix by R. Kelly, or the one song by R. Kelly that we need to discuss is Same Girl, where it talks about Usher and R. Kelly singing together, talking about messing with the same girl. And I'm like, is Usher saying that he's a pedophile? They're all weirdos. And then you hear rumors that Jay-Z is a piece of garbage. I'm like, can any of them be good people? Can any of them, you know? I don't know, man. Drives me nuts. What the hell's going on with Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson?
What up, Tristan?
Khloe and Tristan are not back together, even though everyone thought they might be because they were...
Yeah, Khloe should never go back to him. He cheated on her with every NBA side chick that's ever existed.
Together at Nobu without the kids. Turns out
Nobu is where all the Kardashians go to hang out with their exes.
They were just there for a mutual friend's birthday and other Kardashians were there as well. They kind of staggered their leaving. They got in separate cars. But I gotta say, Tristan in this video, I know he's done a lot to her, but I don't know how she resists it because he is so attractive.
You have bad taste in men, which is not surprising because you work at TMZ.
And I would not blame her if she went back. I wouldn't.
Who says?
Ah, you must have raging daddy issues. Because I am the authority on all things daddy issues. I've dated girls with daddy issues, and I have daddy issues. So I'm aware. You know how, like, there's people that have the gaydar? I have the daddy issues dar.
Says no. He definitely says yes to everybody.
Yeah.
They're definitely banging.
They've got to be banging.
No, they're not.
She says they're not.
And there's nothing wrong with it. They are like co-parenting, so they can bang it out.
She gets them.
He just seems like he's full of STDs. Like, you just look at Tristan Thompson and you're like, ugh. He just kind of skanks you out a little bit. Speaking to someone that skanks me out, Gypsy Rose.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
She has the definition of skanking.
So, I'm discovering things about myself. I'm like, I'm a freak.
Yeah, you know, being in prison made her really kinky and just kind of out there.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard is getting candid about how she experimented with her sexuality in prison.
That's what every girl calls being bisexual. They're like, I'm experimenting.
The 32-year-old who served 7 years behind bars for the 2015 murder of her mom, Claudine D.D. Blanchard.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Yeah, I know her mom was a piece of garbage, but literally, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery. If you are a fan of her, not only are you a bad person, but here's the other thing. Here's how this goes. It represents everything that's wrong with America that she's famous in America. Like, the other countries across the world make fun of us. And that's why she literally represents the movie Idiocracy. She's a dummy.
Heard, says that she learned a lot about her sexuality during her incarceration. She shares this on the June 10th episode of Lifetime's Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup.
A big part of womanhood is learning to be comfortable with their sexuality. And for years I wasn't.
Gypsy admits that she spent a large part of her life questioning her sexuality.
Just say you're bisexual. It is Pride Month.
Adding that she was attracted to girls during her teenage years, mm-hmm. but rarely got a chance to act on those feelings until after being locked up.
Oh, yeah. I know that gives her plenty of time.
For a long time, I actually kind of like questioned like my own sexuality because yeah. as a teenager or a preteen, I felt that I was attracted to girls. Yeah. And I got to experiment with that in prison. I think I've kissed more girls than I have guys.
However, Gypsy explains that rules in prison prevented her from having much of a sex drive behind bars. And it wasn't until after she was released in December that she started leaning into her sensuality.
I had such big fears that I was like, what happens if I'm just not gonna like sex? I feel like I don't have a sex drive. There is a rule against masturbation in prison.
That's pathetic. That is pathetic. You gotta let them crank it out.
Not only do you have the risk of if you get caught masturbating, but
that is weird. Let them have something.
But for me, I can go 6 months and just be fine.
I can't even believe that. That is pathetic. I'm being dead serious. I get that it's a punishment and that you're in jail. I get it. But that's crazy.
We're not going to let them crank it out.
Why not? Oh, I would lose it in prison. Although my sex drive's gone down a little bit over the years, but I don't know. We're going to move on. I was saved by the bell. That means we got to go to break. Because I've cleaned up this show for the radio. The old me would have got descriptive. But I'm better now. All right. What the hell do we have coming up? I don't know. If you're listening on the radio, don't touch that dial. But if you're listening on a podcasting platform, after searching up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E, I appreciate it. You can always call and leave me a voicemail. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. And you can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Mm-hmm. Now listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery. Here's how this goes. I play songs on here. Because with the syndication deal, I have to separate the segments into 10-minute blocks. If for some reason you don't feel like hearing the great music that I'm playing, I get it. But I would prefer you listen. Here is a song that you may not have heard for the last 17 years. It's called Addictive with Little Game and Mikey Dangerous. They used to play this all the time on B96. It's kind of an unknown song, and it's kind of a banger.
Addictive! Mikey Dangerous. You know it's an Urban E production. Yeah. Yeah. All my sexy body ladies, my babies. Now is the time for you to let loose and get crazy. Hey.
You lit my fire.
Come on.
Baby, don't you stop now.
Keep it burning.
Let me hear you speak.
Ha-ha.
My little baby.
Addictive.
You shut the two-way off now.
Come on.
Clothes are sharp, yeah. Let me show you how we play my little game.
Got my girls and me looking fly. Take a night out, we out the door. As I pull up to the club, saw you there, damn your heart to ignore. The party's jumping on the floor. Let me put your hands where I want them more. As I move with you, I can't deny it. I want you badly, baby, we on fire.
I just wanna show you what you want me to do. Come into my secret place to see what I do. Ooh, you lit my fire, baby, don't you stop now. Let me hear you scream and play my little game. Shut the two-way off now. Take them clothes off for me. Let me show you how we play my little game.
Move your body down, shake your body down.
All the way down.
Move your body, girl. Shake your body, girl.
All the way down, all the way down.
Seen around here once before. Turn my head to your heart to ignore. Got me thinking, I approach ya. Give you my number to give me a call. It's 2 a.m. now, I hear your voice. Asking me what I wear and take it off. I'm wondering if you're coming over. So we can do just a little exploring.
I just wanna show you what you want me to do. Come to my secret place, you see what I do. You lit my fire,
I keep burning.
Baby, don't you stop now. Let me hear you scream and play my little game.
flex on the way you perform.
Move your body.
Not tell no lie, girl, you body a gwan. Hey. Can't wait for you dropping on me palm. Cause indeed, girl, you got me intrigued. Requesting my love, me give you what you need. Proceed. Give your loving and make you please. And make you sing songs
sing
like
it
these.
Sing it.
Sweet melodies, your heart and your soul you're revealing. Anytime you're ready, make me know what's the dealing. Do your wine, girl, me don't know what you mean. Tonight I'm gonna give you some of these sexual healing. Girl, you're sexy, you're so appealing. The fierce and the fierce, some in what you want the real thing. Gonna have the screaming, lots of hard breathing. So my girl, why express your feelings?
You lit my fire, baby, don't you stop now. Let me hear you screaming,
oh, yeah.
Hey.
Sing it, baby.
You know I'm getting on, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a lady, it's my baby.
Play my little game.
Yeah. Got it. Oh, sure. Makes sense. Oh yeah, that song is quite the banger, isn't it? I know you agree. This following segment has been brought to you by DZBZHoney. DZBZHoney.com. The best Delta 8 CBD around. At checkout, use keyword Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E, to save 20%.
Call Hoppy now, 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Okay. Let's talk about Caitlin Clark and defend her. From all the catty people in the league.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Mm-hmm. Caitlin Clark speaks out after being left off Team USA.
Clark's back-to-back triples for Caitlin Clark.
While Caitlin Clark's first season in the WNBA has been an offensive spectacle.
Clark, the step-back three just below the logo, drills it.
It seems the record-setting rookie's performance won't be enough to propel her to the Olympics in Paris.
Yeah, this is totally them leaving her out because they're jealous of the fact that literally 33% of the attendance in the WNBA is because of Caitlin Clark. I have the stats right here. It's crazy. I retweeted it at Ryan Hoppy Radio last night. Robert Little from Black Sports Online tweeted it out. Anybody that says that Caitlin Clark hasn't brought something to women's sports is a jealous moron. Indiana Fever, the team she plays, averages more fans on the road than any other WNBA team. And Caitlin Clark is responsible for 33% of total WNBA attendance for the whole league. No, but she doesn't deserve to be on the team. Listen, total attendance of Caitlin Clark games, 203,000. Average attendance of a game, 15,000. the rest of the league, all other WNBA games, all the games that have been played, 400,000. So she literally has 33% of the viewership, and the average attendance of any other WNBA game, where all the players are like, we're better than her, 7,000. So she has doubled the total attendance and has 33%. But yeah, she hasn't brought anything to women's sports, and everybody totally cared about you guys before. And this has nothing to do with gender. It has everything to do with facts. Then they go, oh, well, the ratings were up before she came. Yeah, by like 2%. It's like saying inflation's down. Get the hell out of here.
Paris next month. A source familiar with the matter telling NBC News, Clark will not be among the 12 players on Team USA's preliminary women's basketball roster.
Yeah, Brittany Griner's on it. Good. Let that, you know, prisoner, that piece of garbage represent America. Let me see who else is on here. Kaylee Cooper, Chelsea Gray, Sabrina Inanaska, Iannuska. I'm not good at pronouncing her name. She's the one that spoke at Kobe's funeral. Kelsey Plum, who's got muscles. And some of these players don't have as good a stats as Caitlin Clark. They would literally, that's how catty these women are in the WNBA. They would literally rather fail than giving her a shot. I don't know if it's because she's the pretty hetero white girl. I don't want to make it about race, but it seems to be that. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Clark speaking out about the decision on Sunday.
Honestly, no disappointment. Like, I think it just gives you something to work for.
I determined.
She's so humble and great. I know that her father goes to all her games, so he's really humble, and she's got great parents. It's just so sad because literally she has improved everything about the WNBA and she gets no credit. I get that you play a sport and you're jealous that it takes somebody to do it, but you could team up with her and make it a beautiful thing. But you're all catty bitches. All you.
And Clark also talking about it with the Indiana Fever head coach.
And then the Indiana Fever head coach says that she texted her, Caitlin Clark did, they woke a monster or whatever. Yeah, the same coach that hasn't had her back at all this season, all of a sudden has her back. You're just a clout chaser because you're an awful coach.
The thing she said was, hey, coach, they woke a monster.
Well, yeah, good job releasing a personal text. If I'm Caitlin Clark, I'm never texting her again. I'm responding to her with a K.
Official announcement has been made. The leak is a letdown for some fans.
Ridiculous. It really proves, though, that if you have haters sometimes. Let me take a sip of this cava. I'm getting all worked up. That, you know, it's a good thing. And then you see the pure racism of other people like Jemele Hill, Joy Taylor, and some of the people on Gilbert Arenas' podcast. It's like, what did Martin Luther King say? We should all be equal. She deserved to be there. These women would literally rather crash and burn than allow her to give them attention. It's sad.
Why is Caitlin Clark not in the women's basketball team?
Mm. We gotta do better. Like, come on. This is the Michael Jordan of women's basketball.
Literally.
Popularity has led to...
And then everybody goes, oh, she has turnovers in that. She just joined the league. Stephen Curry wasn't good at first. Michael Jordan was okay at first. Kobe sucked at first. LeBron's literally one of the few players that was great at first. Give her time. Everybody wants her to fail. It's ridiculous. She should have joined that Ice Cube League. I get that she wanted to join the WNBA, but it makes me not want to watch it. I literally wanted to like the WNBA. And then you got Angel Reese. Oh, well, people care about me too. Cool. Attendance says otherwise.
To record-breaking viewership, crowds, and merchandise sales for the WNBA. But some critics say on the court, she's yet to live up to the hype.
What? She just began.
It's not her time because there are 12 more deserving women.
And then, I don't want to make it about race, but of course an African-American woman is saying it's not her time. I can't watch this clip.
If not more, in front of her.
The American women have been undefeated in Olympic competition since 1992 and have won 7 straight gold medals.
Here's a comment. Chelsea Gray hasn't played a single game this year but makes the team. That's what I'm saying. All catty bitches. And karma will hit you by the fact that nobody cares about you. Nobody has ever cared about the WNBA. Ever.
Are heavily favored.
Literally, the only time the WNBA has ever been talked about was when Brittany Griner thought it was okay to bring weed to Russia, that dummy.
Or to make it 8 in Paris with a stacked veteran team.
I'm not rooting against the team, but if they weren't going to win, I wouldn't care.
To include Brittany Griner and Diana Taurasi.
Yeah, Brittany Griner is really good at representing America. She's like a prettier version of Anthony Davis.
While USA Basketball would not comment on the roster.
Of course they're not going to comment because they know they're wrong. They're idiots. What was that cartoon? Ren and Stimpy? Freaking idiots or whatever.
Two longtime but unnamed U.S. basketball vets told USA Today there was concern over how Clark's millions of fans would react to what would likely be limited playing time.
Of course there would be limited playing time. She was born in 2002. She's young. But she deserved to make the team. You have somebody that hasn't played all year on the team. It's better to give her limited time. That's the dumbest thing I ever said. It's more disrespectful to leave her off. Dummies. Honestly, I was thinking about this. It might be better off for Kaylin to not make it this year because it would have been toxic being around these bitches.
That revelation causing frustration online.
They were worried that too many people would be watching their games.
They would literally rather fail. And then you had Kennedy Carter and Angel Reese in Washington, D.C. Literally, they go, oh, people care about us. People only talk about you because of what you do to Kaylin Clark. It's like when radio DJs back in the day used to argue with Howard Stern, and it goes, like Mancow used to, and it's like, because you're arguing with Stern. You need other people around you. The same thing goes with her. And then they go, oh, there's crowds of people bothering us. And it was literally someone on their smartphone going, why'd you do that to Kaylin Clark? The Jussie Smollett syndrome. Everybody's a victim. Ridiculous. So hard to root for them. Catty, catty bitches, man. You can say what you want about men, but men think, this is what Gilbert Arenas said, men think with business mindset. Women think with emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And then Diana Taurasi, or one of the women, was like, well, we chose it off of what would help us win the game, not somebody who would bring popularity. It's like, oh, you're just the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy hour will be right back.
I'll give it to Kaylin Clark, though. She has made women's basketball interesting, and that's what drives them nuts. That's what drives them out of this world. Is that nobody has ever cared before, and if she were to leave, nobody would care again. I need to relax. I'm getting worked up. I'm getting frustrated. Let's play some rap music. Here's Ja Rule, Sunset.
Now niggas know I'm from New York. Shit, I love California. Yeah, from back when in WA. Rock the black and gray raid and shit. Or some gangster shit. Niggas wasn't thinking about hoes and how making is the coup. With the translucent roof. Out of two-tone the blues. Just to ride up the strip for the look on sunset. And sun up the sunset. Niggas be on some pimp shit. But you already know this. If you ever know this. By the looks of me, baby, I'm holding it. I ain't telling if you ain't knowing. I'm a dog. Meet me at the Mondrian. I'll be sitting out front in the back watching the star is born. And you ain't getting gone. At least no time soon. Cause we heading over to the Viper Room to get high on whatever your heart desires. But you can start giving head while we ride sunset. Come on.
Ride up and down the sunset. Go right up and down. Watch my body take silhouettes. And it's gonna be the night
you already know
California's the mecca of hydraulics. The switches on low riders, the Dayton's on gold wires. West side, I throw it up, my nigga, it's all love. I'm calling out every grip and blood in L.A. S.A., sit the strip on dubs, let's hit the club. My bitches and stars, stripping for dubs. Mommy, what's up? Lambo doors up. When they see me, they show me love. Hunk the horn, pour loaf and roll up. The chronic and blow dubs. Better hope it ain't no gunplay. The sunset Friday, it's Crenshaw Sundays. And I love L.A. like Snoop Love and Six Trey. Where would I be without Dre to live and die in L.A.? All we know is low riders and sex. And what happens on sunset stays on sunset. Got the whole strip throwing up dubs. And since Pac died, it ain't been no California love.
For the bay, put the stunner shades on. We sitting on chrome, candy painted in bottler. 6'4", 6'2", continentals with suicide dolls. Can't help but flow when you in Los Angeles. Just learn the dress code, B's and C's. Cause it's all about the G-code. Niggas fucking these recalls. Popping in that Bonico. Niggas stacking these Legos. Bitches moving that milk no more, less than the day old. Riding down Rodeo with twins that resemble J-Lo. Uh-oh, they wanna get the lick and the pimp in the right places. I promise I'll be patient before I get to replacing the bitch. I mean, it's chewable shit. That means there's four lips at one time around one day. And they doing it while we hitting the strip in the back of the city. Sunset, we riding high on X.
Sing it, baby.
So good while we riding, baby.
Yeah.
So good while we riding, baby.
Uh-huh.
And your love just drives me crazy.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Oh, yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by Fortify Nutrition. FORTIFEYE.com. The best protein powder around. Fit Pro, my pre and post workout. At checkout at FORTIFEYE.com. Use keyword hoppy. Or no. That's correct. That's incorrect, rather. Use keyword RYAN20. That's keyword RYAN20 to save 20%.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hell yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. This is Hoppy Hour. If you're listening on the radio, I appreciate it. If you've been listening for the past 48 minutes on the podcast after searching Hoppy Radio, I appreciate it as well. Let's talk about the Kardashians.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Oh, this is going to get naughty. Kourtney Kardashian reveals what she gifted Travis Barker for their third sex anniversary.
Wait, so I got the coolest gift for our anniversary today.
Mm.
And it's
you
coming.
You give gifts for the
annual sex-iversary.
So weird. Like, I know sex is a part of life, and sometimes people talk about sex with their parents, but it's so creepy how open Chris is to talking about it with her daughter's like, oh yeah, your sex-iversary.
Kourtney Kardashian is celebrating her third sex anniversary with husband Travis Barker. As Kourtney explains during the June 13th episode of The Kardashians, the 45-year-old is taking the time to mark an important relationship milestone, the first time she had sex with her husband.
Hell yeah! I bet their sex is so weird because they're so edgy, bro.
Today is our 3-year anniversary of the first time we were ever together. Mm.
So this is your sex anniversary?
And then a year later, we got engaged.
Your sex-iversary?
Tomorrow's the backdoor anniversary.
We got engaged 1 year later on the same date.
Oh, I know. I was there.
I was helping write the show because it's all scripted.
To be clear, I was there when they got engaged.
Yeah. I was there when my daughter was having fun, though.
Mm-hmm. Not the other thing.
And Kourtney reveals the special gift she got her husband in honor of the occasion.
What?
It was like, you have like one life on this planet, and I feel like we like to be like, have an extra reasons to be like,
yeah.
Celebrate.
Yeah. Do I just put this in here?
I thought when she said celebrate, I thought she was going to say celibate. I was like, you guys are far from celibate.
To be like,
celebrate.
Celibate.
Yeah. Do I just put this in here for now?
All right. So they got the wild sex-iversary going on. Good for them. Then we got Rob Kardashian's not-safe-for-work confession.
This is weirder than I thought.
I love you guys.
Okay, love you more. Too. Bye.
Rob Kardashian remains
Do you hear how they barely say goodbye to him? They're like, love you too.
This is weirder than I thought.
I love you guys.
Okay, love you more. Too. Bye.
Rob Kardashian remains unfiltered in a not-safe-for-work cameo on a new episode of The Kardashians. On the June 13th ep of the fam's Hulu reality show, Khloe Kardashian sits down with BFF Malika Haque,
who Malika's beautiful.
Up about wanting to have another baby as a single mom.
I want to have another baby.
And have my maids do all the work.
With who?
We don't know.
What?
We don't know.
So are we looking for a man?
No.
Okay.
I just think I might have to go to the sperm bank, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's what you do on an average Tuesday. That's what the Kardashians do. Mom, we'll be right back. Where are you guys going to get groceries? Nah, we're going to the sperm bank again.
Okay.
After proposing she visit a sperm bank to find a donor, Khloe suggests a different idea involving her brother Rob 13 years after Rob and Malika hooked up.
Let me just ask.
They're just pimping out their family. Weird, bro. I don't have any siblings, but I can't imagine if I had a sibling being like, hook up with my friend.
Rob to give you some sperm.
I mean,
he's a good catch.
Excuse me, we like to keep this in the family.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah, you know.
Do you like to donate?
We have already slept together.
Hello?
Hi, baby.
Hey.
I'm with Malika.
Hey.
Hey, I remember hooking up with you when I was real drunk.
Hey. Hey, Rob.
Hey.
Real serious question, though. Like, Bible serious. Malika wants to have another kid.
Hey.
Rob says there's just one problem with the idea, hinting that all of his parts aren't working like they should.
And
that sucks.
And she was going to go to a sperm bank to get sperm, but I just said, why not get it from you?
I can't anymore.
What?
Is it broke?
Rob, just you don't have to. You just put it in a cup.
I can't anymore.
What a classy family.
You tired from last night?
Maybe. But what does that have to do for the sperm?
I just said I can't anymore.
Okay.
What don't you get?
Okay, well, we have time to prepare her womb so we could prepare your penis. So we could. You just simmer on this conversation, okay?
I just told you I can't anymore.
Okay.
All right. If there was a way to describe the legacy of this family, it would be
So we could, you just simmer on this conversation, okay?
I just told you I can't anymore.
Okay. That's what they should put on their grave. Speaking of sex.
Lida.
Bridgerton's Nicola Coughlan sharing the backstory to her very naked season 3.
She probably wanted to get back at her ex.
I think the spiciness has kicked up a level this year.
Huh?
The actress laying it bare in Stylist magazine. Her steamy love scenes, she says, my idea, my choice.
I mean, people are fat shaming her. She's thick. That's the way to be.
This comes after Nicola, who's been on the series since its 2020 debut, endured a slew of body shaming on social media.
And if you're body shaming her, you're just jealous that you never are even going to get to meet her. I love thick girls. Girls that are so skinny, it creeps me out, man. It's like, eat a cheeseburger for once.
Now, she says those haters inspired her going into the new season.
Hell yeah, haters always inspire people.
Penelope Featherington and her romance with Luke Newton's Colin takes center stage.
Oh, well. We learned that Rob Kardashian can't finish and that the people on Bridgerton want to be naked. We've learned a lot on today's show. Mm-hmm. That's what always goes on Happy Hour. There's always a learning experience. I'm going to go wash my hands.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
As you know, if you don't want to listen to the song, you can skip forward. But here is one of the greatest songs of all time, Herda by Vi GLC.
Y'all not tuned with something beautiful right here. Something epic.
Big somebody survive. This official.
Matthias,
let's make it.
Look, I'm being a nice guy. I leave that to them dudes that shoot hoops. I'd rather roll through in a new coupe with chicks that get 200 to do shoots. Rolling a shooby dooby while we listen to smooth grooves. Dude, I tracked and told you I'm hot like magma. And keep them in. I'm stashed up in the Dodge Magnum near the stash of the Magnums. Never know which one I'ma use. Right there, I got a couple people confused. Cause Vi never lose. Cause Vi never snooze. Pop, then I pop it. Then knock you out of your shoes. I shut down crews and rock tailor-made suits and Louis shoes. It's hard to do what I do. Stunning like Evel Knievel. Keep a watch face see-through. I do this for my people. Selling through they screen door. My mom said I was a walking felony. Cause I kept 16s in the closet like Kelly. Shop with me selling.
Dogs ain't barking at them. Chickens ain't clucking at them. Pigs ain't searching at them. Birds ain't chirping. I heard them up.
Disgruntled MC and I teach you dudes about tussling with me. Truth is, I hate these marks. I should pull this jammy and spark and leave these rappers handicap parking. When you see your boy out, bow down or kiss the ring. With a crew about myself, I ain't worried about a thing. This is Shot City, man. Where the f you from? How your chick can't go if she ain't gobbling. My partner Supreme told me flows hard on these monkeys. I hit pro gyms and told them make my wrist chunky. Chain hung like donkey. And for them dudes who want it, nickname beautiful, keep them breasts on me. Homie, I'm funky like woo. Leg shots to let you know that I'm serious. When them blocks get hot, I'm in the streets bare chested. I got money invested. These details.
My dogs ain't barking at them. Chickens ain't clucking at them. Pigs ain't searching at them. Birds ain't chirping at them. Heard them up. Heard them up. Heard them up. Heard them up. I'm a hustler for real. My dogs ain't barking at them. Chickens ain't clucking at them. Pigs ain't searching at them. Birds ain't chirping at them. Heard them up.
This ain't the young and restless. You could say the drama, life support, boy. But your life falls like a comma. When you
cutting corners. And you stacking money as the intern comedians, man, they get to acting funny. I know the MCs, the real MCs. Shame on Saint Boo, man, them was shopping with me. Get a pumpkin head in front of your little daughter. You a broke pop machine, get you out of order. I'ma come and get you. Don't make me hit you with your shells like a snail or armadillo. Watch your blue lights with the blue films. Slice it, slice it. Make him look like he got gills. This ain't artificial, man, this shit real. Throw him in Lake Michigan and hope the nigga can't swim. And if he can't, I guess he won't live. Giving names, get your change, he ain't hate a feel.
It ain't nothing, Charlie.
Let's go. I am the grain.
I heard him up,
Oh yeah.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Eight, five, six. 49 Hobby. 856 494 6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Now, growing up, I didn't have cable. I would watch DVDs that I rented from the local library. So I didn't really watch the live-action Nickelodeon shows, but we got some Dan Schneider news here. We got first Ariana Grande finally addressing Dan Schneider. And he's, if you haven't heard about Dan Schneider, he's the creepy producer from Nickelodeon who exploited kids. And a lot of weird things happened under him. And I've worked for weirdos in the entertainment business. And when somebody has power, a lot of things can happen, especially back in the 90s, 2000s, early 2010s. And everybody was saying, why didn't Ariana Grande speak out about it? In this interview I'm about to play, I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that she seems like she's holding back a bit.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Mm-hmm. I think we're reprocessing our relationship to it a little bit now.
Ariana Grande is reflecting on her time as a Nickelodeon child star amid the fallout of the release of the docuseries Quiet on Set. The pop star appears on the June 12th episode of actor Penn Badgley's podcast Pod Crushed when asked...
Oh, it looks so douchey, this set. The podcast. I know what the visual, but
just about her time as a child actor, Ariana seemingly alludes to the documentary when talking about her role on Nickelodeon's hit show Victorious when she was 14 years old, saying she's reworking what the experience was like for her.
She's going, oh, people are going to keep asking me, so I'm going to actually address it. I don't think anything actually happened to her, but I think she may have been friends with Dan Schneider and is kind of acting like, oh, I'll talk about it a little bit.
We've had different child actors on the show who feel differently. Some who are like, I would never let my kids. I don't think anyone should. And others who are open to it as long as there's like certain conditions on set. Obviously.
If you're letting your kid go on TV, you're a bad parent and a clout chaser.
My relationship to it has and is currently and has been changing and... I'm reprocessing a lot of what the experience was like.
The Boy Is Mine singer also stresses that environments for child actors need to be made safer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that the environment needs to be made safer if kids are going to be acting. And yeah. I think there should be therapists. I think there should be parents allowed to be wherever they...
She's doing a very corporate answer. Because, you know, she saw everything that went on set. But I think she's got a relationship with Schneider.
I want to be. And I think not only on kids' sets. I think if anyone wants to do this or music or anything at the level of exposure
that it means to be on TV or to do music with a major label or whatever, there should be in the contract something about therapy is mandatory twice a week.
Or just not being on TV.
Or thrice a week or something like that. A lot of people don't have the support that they need to get through.
She's talking really weird and really corporate. Like she practiced the lines because there's times she sounds really relaxed and sings like a princess. And then there's times that she sounds so corporate right now. Like, come on.
Through being performing at that level at such a young age, but also dealing with some of the things that the survivors who've come forward, and there's not a word for how devastating that is to...
You hear that dead air where it takes her so long to talk? It's because she's holding back and doesn't want to say too much. You're telling me one of the most powerful people to ever come from Nickelodeon didn't see things? She is lying.
You hear about, and so I think the environment just needs to be made a lot safer all around.
The 30-year-old expresses that she's grateful at the conversations surrounding the industry that are happening now.
She's grateful, but it doesn't involve her, so she doesn't care.
Any work environment. I'm glad that this conversation is happening here and also in the world, because it's also just kind of a cultural shift that's happening where it's not just actors and singers and whatever. If you ask anyone who's ever...
Radio's full of weirdos. I don't want to say I've been groomed before, but I've worked with people that act like they're your boy and they're mentoring you and... all that, and then when you can't do anything for them anymore, they get rid of you. You know what I'm saying? I've seen it.
Ever worked, ever, if they've ever been sort of like, you know, dealt with a boss that had a really bad ego and temper and whatever, or if they've been...
been there, done that.
Sexually harassed or even assaulted, or it's not... It doesn't... It's everywhere.
She's just giving a basic answer of, yeah, I saw it, and you should go out and get help. She's not giving any examples. Because she probably helped cover it up in some way. She just doesn't seem genuine. I think she's pretty, and I love her music, I'm being honest. But she doesn't seem genuine. You see everybody else. I didn't watch a second of the Quiet on Set documentary, because I'm not really big into documentaries and thinking about pedophilia before I go to bed. But I know that a lot of people poured their heart on that. And it seems like her and then that guy, Drake Bell, who also is a pedophile, but because he's a victim, everybody forgot that he's a creep too.
She also notes that some of the humor and innuendos in Victorious, which were highlighted in Quiet on Set, don't...
Yeah, you look at some of those jokes, you're like, woof, oh, creepy, exploiting 14-year-olds. Weird.
Sit well with her now.
Speaking specifically about our show, I think that was something that we were... convinced was like the cool thing about us is that like we pushed the envelope with our humor and the innuendos were like we were told and convinced as well that it was like the cool differentiation.
I've been there, done that with radio. All right, now here is Kel Mitchell revealing Dan Schneider yelled weird things at him. This probably will have more revelations.
I remember we had a me and Dan had a big like arguments where it was like on set, took me to, he was like, let's go over here to this this room right here in his closet. He closed it.
Yeah, weird. Let's just go into a closet with a 14-year-old.
Door. And he just took off, you know, just yelling all this, you know.
How old was you at the time?
Wild stuff. At this point, I'm 19.
Nickelodeon star Kel Mitchell is reflecting on his career. In an interview with Kiki Palmer for her Baby, This is Kiki Palmer podcast, the actor spoke about his time on Nickelodeon, where he starred in shows like All That and Kenan and Kel.
He was so good.
At one point in the duo's conversation, Kel revealed that there was a shift in direction for All That towards the end of the sitcom's run, which involved more of head writer Dan Schneider.
I remember around, I want to say like towards the end of All That, right? The show started to, the vibe of the show started to change a little bit. Yeah. And this is when I was taught and learned about branding, right? Branding your own content and branding, right? So I love Ed and I love my characters and all the characters that I love, but I don't own those characters, right? So it was a point where I wasn't agreeing with the writing style that started to change. You know, Brian Robbins started to do like Varsity Blues and all these different movies, and the production team started to blow up. So they left and started doing things and you know, other, you know, overseas and filming. And they left us with the head writer to Dan Schneider, right? So he's writing. And so me and him kind of like bump heads a little bit because of the direction of how the characters were going.
However, the comedian said he didn't agree with the writing style changes, which led to a big argument between him and Dan that afterwards resulted in Kel leaving and walking off set.
It's always weird when you get into arguments with like people in the entertainment business, because you're like, this isn't healthy, and you feel trapped.
And so I was just like, I don't know if I dig this, dig that, right? And I remember there was one point where he was upset because I was like, okay, well, let's try it you guys' way, and I'll try it my way. And the characters, and what would happen was, the writers that were rooting for me, when we would try it my way, we would get the laughs. And
yeah. It's always weird whenever you work for like shows and that, and then the main host gets jealous of like the underlings getting as popular, and then everybody pretty much sides with the main host. That's pretty much what happened with Dan Schneider.
The other way, it wasn't working. And so it was a thing of like, okay, Kel, you're stepping in now, knowing producer mode, you're stepping into writing mode. But at that time, that wasn't given. And so, and I had a passion for this show, but I'm not the producer of the show.
Been there, done that.
All right. And when it was Brian Robbins, it was different. It was just like, you know, we would have those great conversations that were super awesome. And I would understand that. But when he left, it was just like, okay, so now I got to deal with this.
Got it.
And I remember we had a, me and Dan had a big like argument where it was like on set, took me to, he was like, let's go over here to this this room right here in his closet. He closed the door and he just took off, you know, just yelling all this, you know.
How old was you at the time?
Wild stuff. At this point, I'm 18, 19. And I was just like, okay, either we gonna fight or either I'm going to leave. And so what
is with the network.
What were you thinking when Quiet on Set happened? I imagine you were like, long time coming, I guess. I mean, even just from the hierarchy, just the political landscape of being in this business and being a kid.
So when that came out, I have to have people understand, because even Keenan spoke on this and we both spoke on this, is that that wasn't our experience, what they were documenting. Okay, so that wasn't our experience. Because we were the OGs of Nickelodeon. So go back to what I was talking about, that change of, remember when I said, how there was a shift that was happening within Nickelodeon. So now that I look back, the Lord protected me, even though I was going through some, you know, crazy.
I hate when people say, oh, the Lord protected me. Well, did the Lord not protect Drake Bell when he got touched, or anybody else? Or where was the Lord with Amanda Bynes? I'm very indifferent about God and religion. Like, I've been praying recently and I got my job at Beasley Media Group today. So like, good things are happening. But that whole, oh, the Lord had my back, I'm like, why didn't he have anybody else's back?
Craziness in my life at that time. What was going on was that I saw the shift that was going on, because I've...
And we're going to shift because I'm getting bored. 856, I have a saying, if I'm bored, you're bored. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Let's see some headlines we can get through before we go to break. Hulk Hogan predicts that Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul will be the fight of the century.
Yeah, brother.
Man, whenever I see him, I think of him having a stomach ache from ribs.
Thanks to Bubba the Love Sponge.
Also, the truth behind Bravo's decision to scrap the Real Housewives of New Jersey reunion. Producers are told to scout for new cast members amid bitter fallout between current stars. All those Real Housewives shows, if you don't want to do a reunion because you think you're better than everybody else, you're a loser. I'm talking to you, Teresa. Also here, Mavericks narrowly lose 3-0 to the Celtics. We'll take the Celtics take a decisive 3-0 lead. Talked about sports earlier. I'm done with sports for the summer. Angelina Jolie's daughter, Shiloh, will be removing her name Pitt. So she won't have the name Pitt as her last name because her father's Brad Pitt. And one of my exes changed her last name from her dad's last name to her mom's last name. And I'm telling you, obviously there's two sides to every story, but if the daughter is going through and waiting until she's 18 to change her last name legally, that says a lot about you as a father. I wasn't there. I wasn't a fly on the wall, so I don't know for sure if Brad Pitt was a bad dad or not. We all know that he has a drinking problem. But if your daughters are changing the name, that's a bad sign. There's a cop that claims that Diddy ordered the 1995 hit on Suge Knight and Tupac Shakur. I would add Biggie to that list, too. It just feels like Diddy was a part of it. And Aaron Rodgers is referred to as selfish and phony for skipping the required minicamp. He's too busy going on Tucker Carlson's awful show, which, by the way, Tucker Carlson has to have the most annoying voice ever.
He has the most condescending voice of all time. Why do everything sounds like this?
It's like, talk normally, fucking idiot.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Okay, let me do my voice.
If you don't feel, this is how Tucker Carlson talks. If you don't feel like listening to this rap song, you can skip forward 3 minutes and 23 seconds. But here's Money Dance with King Louie and Boss Wu from 2012. Happy Hour, we'll be right back. I'm Tucker Carlson. I have vocal fry because I'm really in the closet.
Beat it up together.
Hard body alert, alert. Man up, band up, alert. Them drillers is out. We drillin'. Do the money walk. Throw a stack of two. For a stack of two. They're whack a crow. Yeah, no, I don't like that word. Loud only anti-me. I don't like that herb. When with your wife, she dirt. She jacking, call her jockey. I'ma send her home with a breath smelling cocky. I'm arrogant, cocky. Louis high body. I need some artwork. I'ma call Cardi. Get away, driver. I'ma call Kyrie. Mac will leave you sorry. Been so many on me. All my niggas real. They PlayStation Sony. In other words, they phony. So many mini-me's. When did I start cloning? Do the money dance. I'm full, but I'm hungry. I'm Louis 3 times. Like Tony. Weapon off safety. I know I'm safe, it's on me. I got some new fans. Shout out who put them on me.
Do the money dance. Shoot them, do the money dance. Do the money dash, do a couple bands. Do the money dash, shoot 'em. Do the money dash, do the money dash, do a couple bands. Do the money dash, shoot 'em. Do the money dash, do the money dash, do a couple bands. Do the money dash, shoot 'em. Do the money dash, do the money dash, do a couple bands.
That money walk, Jay-Z pimpin', did it vision. Shoot the 50, bet I hit no training wheels, them hitters rolling. Ain't no time for block to block. Shoot up crib, snatch up kids. You niggas scared, gon' walk it out. I play to win, ain't no losses, stupid. My circle closed, we get money, they look funny. Fuck your life and your wife. Lil' folks to be wildin' out. Stupid bands, wipe them out. Juice now be my money, dance, dress, swing, legs, bend. I love my city, shot. But we heat them up, D-Way's back. Shout out to Big Bro Zach Mac. Duck the case, fuck the Jakes. Fuck the Jakes, play no games, poker face, anti-me and custom face. Lean got me sleeping nine, but I'm wide awake. Hit the loud, no eyes will pump. King go stupid, I go clueless. Money dance, ain't no juking. Cool ass niggas shoving, push em. We real groovy, you lames losing.
Do the money dance, shoot em, do the money dance. Do the money dance, do a couple bands. Do the money dance, shoot em, do the money dance. Do the money dance. Do a couple bands. Do the money dash. Shoot 'em. Do the money dash. Do the money dash. Do a couple bands. Do the money dash. Shoot 'em. Do the money dash. Do the money dash. Do a couple bands.
Oh yeah, what a song. Let me put on this music. Oh yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. Also been brought to you by Rich Kaylee, Master Barbershop at RichKBarber.com. When I tell you that he is the best barber in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Now for something completely different.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. I am your host, Ryan Hobby. We have so much to get into, so we're going to end on these last four headlines. First one's about J-Lo.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez headed to the actor's son Samuel's elementary school graduation separately.
What can I tell you?
The two spotted stepping out for the ceremony, but not with each other.
Yuck.
Amid rumors of relationship troubles, Ben with his mom, Chris Ann Bolt, J-Lo walking out solo, but still wearing her wedding ring. This comes days after ET learned the pair's been living separate lives, but have not officially separated yet. A source telling ET, at this point, they're just doing their own thing. They went into their relationship very optimistic and thought things could change, but they haven't.
When Ben and I got back together, it was just like, I want to make music again. I want to get back in the studio. I was very, very inspired. And when I think about, I was like, the same way This Is Me then captured that moment in time without me realizing it. Mm. The first time we kind of fell in love, I wanted to capture this moment in time.
It's also nearly a week after ET learned the couple's been quietly trying to sell their $60.8 million Los Angeles estate, 3 years after rekindling their romance. Jennifer...
Yeah, good luck trying to sell that house in this economy. I'm bored. 856-49-HOPPY. Speaking of annoying.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Tori Spelling is one proud mama. The 51-year-old takes to her Instagram June 11th to share that son Finn Davey McDermott has graduated from elementary school. Posting a picture of herself and Finn posing in front of a wall decorated with blue streamers and silver 2024 balloons writing, "And just like that, I have a fifth grade graduate."
Time flies.
Finn Davey, I'm so proud of you. Bye elementary school and hello middle school. I love you, chat. The mom of five ends her post with a message to all the haters defending her son's outfit, saying, "Disclaimer to the haters. Dress code was shorts, FYI, because they had student-teacher kickball, aka sports day, right before."
Nice. So glad I got a vasectomy.
Earlier this year, the podcast host filed for divorce from husband Dee McDermott after 18 years of marriage. The two share kids 17-year-old son Liam, 16-year-old daughter Stella, 12-year-old daughter Hattie, 11-year-old son Finn, and 7-year-old son Beau. However, there's no bad blood between the former spouses, as both have since moved on.
Yeah, that's good. Be good parents.
With Tori seen locking lips with CEO Ryan Kramer back in November.
Yeah, you know, she's like, I gotta rub it in his face, though.
And Dean going IG official with his girlfriend Lily Callow in May.
Yeah, nothing says healthy relationship like having to let everybody know on social media. If I ever get a girlfriend again, you'll never hear about it. Because you know what happens when I go through breakups? Everyone goes, where's your ex?
The Canadian actor shared a series of photos of him and Lily enjoying a date night at the Magic Castle.
I'm bored. I don't care. 856-49-HOPPY. Also.
A mystery solved, at least partially. A lottery group in Michigan that calls itself the Breakfast Club have claimed that massive $842 million Powerball jackpot.
You know they're going to have a hard time figuring out how to split it.
From New Year's Day, an attorney representing the three winners appeared on their behalf yesterday. Michigan law allows individuals who are a member of a lottery club to remain anonymous.
That's good. You know they love that. All right. Finally. On Happy Hour, why is it doing this? Here we go.
So far, the Trump campaign and the former president has not released anything on whether the former president believes that this pill should be further restricted.
The abortion pill. Of course he's not going to release anything about it. He probably, A, has gotten one before, and B, the other thing is he's shown support for it in the past. He's literally a former Democrat.
It is Donald Trump who, of course, appointed three of the five Supreme Court justices who overturned Roe versus Wade. And that is a big part of his legacy. It's a big reason why President Joe Biden has campaigned on the issue.
Yeah, but to be fair, Ruth Gator, whatever her name is, I don't get too political, but RBG should have retired and passed down somebody else. You know what I mean? And all the conservatives. It's for the babies. And you actually try to have a little discussion with them. It's for the babies. It's for the babies. It's for the babies. So creepy.
Issue of abortion rights, putting the blame squarely on Donald Trump for some of the consequences that we are seeing ripple across the nation. Big picture here, David, this is absolutely critical. 21 states have severely restricted access to abortion since Roe versus Wade was
so creepy.
Was overturned. 14 states have near total bans on abortion. But the reason why this decision certainly matters here is because if the Supreme Court decided that mifepristone, the abortion pill used in more than half of abortions in the United States, could be further restricted, that would have had a major impact even in states where abortion is currently legal. And so
it's crazy. It is a woman's body. She can do what she wants with it. It's an utter fact. You are basing religion off of faith. You have no facts that it's real.
As of now, people will still be able to access the abortion pill, mifepristone, by mail without multiple doctor's appointments as well.
Yeah, whatever. I see this headline here.
If you had to Freaky Friday one of your family members, who would you?
I would have to say Kendall Jenner, because why not? I don't have to wake up for carpool. I don't have to make someone's lunch.
She sounds jealous that Kendall doesn't want kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't know for sure that Kendall doesn't want kids, but in this headline, she's going to go on to say that she thinks Kendall is wasting her life. No, Chloe, you wasted your life by changing your look four times and having kids with a deadbeat that cheated on you more times than you guys actually had sex together. I'm sorry. Here's the deal. She's actually not wasting her life. She seems to be the most low-key out of all of them. You literally are pimping out your brother. You're a pig.
I am a supermodel with my Doberman and a tequila bottle for breakfast.
She's a walking midlife crisis. You can tell she has a lot of regrets.
Yes, that's why she's wasting her life.
Khloe Kardashian not holding back.
That's what they say about people that don't want to have kids. Oh, you're wasting your life. No, actually, you can sleep in. You get a proper night's sleep, and you don't have to spend all this money. And I know the Kardashians have money, but you don't have to spend money on kids. I'm proud to get my vasectomy. I'm sad that my mom probably won't be a grandma because I probably won't get a reverse. But besides that, Khloe is just
jealous.
Ugh, the worst.
Back how she really feels about her sister Kendall Jenner's kid-free life.
She's your half-sister. We all know that OJ is the father of you.
I don't believe it.
The sisterly slam goes down on the Kardashians, Khloe catching up with Kourtney, who, we should note, is dressed up as Kim at the 2013 Met Gala for Halloween.
Kourtney, get over yourself.
You like them?
Yeah, it's the floral gown the beauty mogul rocked while pregnant with North.
Is that Kimberly Noel from the Met?
When you feel like a couch, you might as well.
God, you look like help.
I called Kim the other day and I was like, how funny would it be if I did your dress? And she's like,
oh my God, there's so much vocal fry.
Oh my God, I'm sending it over. It was here within like literally an hour.
What?
Yeah, Bible. It's a great look. Should she post it and say Freaky Friday? So my caption's just going to be Freaky Friday.
A nod to the 2003 bot.
I don't care anymore. We've been doing the show for 90 minutes. If you've been listening the whole time, you are the MVP. All right. We record live from the chill room of Pinellas Park. That's cool. I'm literally looking. There's really nothing else to talk about. I'm so tired. It's been a good day, though. I appreciate you listening to Happy Hour. We'll talk soon.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.